A short distance from the spaceport was a small landing pad. A constant stream of hovercabs was landing and taking off, the preferred way for those of the lower ranks who couldn't afford their own speeder to traverse the city. As was typical at a busy spaceport, a thick crowd surrounded the base of the landing pad. Those just arriving quickly fell into the queues waiting to hire a driver, moving with the disciplined precision that was a hallmark of Imperial society. Of course, Lord Scourge had no need to step into the line. While some of the crowd cast sharp glances at Setchel as he tried to force a pass through, the throng quickly parted upon catching sight of the towering figure behind him. Even with his hood drawn against the rain, Scourge's black cape, his spiked armor, his dark red complexion, and the lightsaber prominently displayed at his side clearly marked him as a Sith Lord. The individuals in the crowd showed a wide variety of reactions to his presence. Many were slaves or indentured servants out running errands for their masters. They wisely kept their eyes fixed on the ground, careful not to make eye contact. The enlisted, the ranks of ordinary individuals conscripted into mandatory military service, snapped smartly to attention, as if waiting for Scourge to inspect them as he passed by. The subjugates, the caste of off-world merchants, traders, dignitaries, and visitors from planets not yet granted full status in the Empire, stared with a mixture of wonder and fear as they stepped quickly aside. Many of them bowed as a sign of respect. On their homeworlds, they might be rich and powerful, but here on Dromund Kaas, they were well aware that they ranked only slightly above the servants and slaves. The only exception to the rule was a pair of humans, one male, the other female. Scourge noticed them standing at the foot of the stairs leading up to the landing pad, stubbornly holding their ground. They were wearing expensive clothes, matching red pants and tops trimmed with white, and both clearly wore light armor beneath their outfits. Dangling from the man's shoulder was a large assault rifle, and the woman had a blaster strapped across each hip. However, the two humans were clearly not part of the military, as neither displayed the official Imperial insignia or any indication of rank on their garb. It wasn't unusual for subjugate mercenaries from other worlds to visit Dromund Kaas. Some came seeking profit, hiring their services out to the highest bidder. Others came to prove their value to the Empire in the hope of one day being granted the rare privilege of full Imperial citizenship. But mercenaries typically reacted with deference and humility when confronted with someone of Scourge's rank. By law, Scourge could have them imprisoned or executed for even a trifling offense. Judging by their confrontational behavior, they were blissfully unaware of this fact. As the rest of the crowd parted, the mercenaries remained in place, staring defiantly at Scourge as he approached. The Sith Lord bristled at the continued lack of respect. Setchel must have felt it as well, because he quickly rushed ahead to confront the pair. Scourge didn't slow his pace, but neither did he make a move to catch up with the scurrying servant. At this distance, he couldn't hear what was being said over the wind and rain, but Setchel was speaking frantically, gesturing and waving his arms while the human stared at him with cold contempt. Finally, the woman nodded, and the pair slowly moved out of the way. Satisfied, Setchel turned and waited for Scourge to arrive.
"A thousand apologies, my lord," he said as they mounted the steps. "Some subjugates lack a proper understanding of our customs."
"Perhaps they need me to remind them of their place," Scourge growled.
"If that is your wish, my lord," Setchel said. "However, I must remind you that Darth Nihris is expecting you."
Scourge decided to let the matter drop. They climbed into the waiting speeder, Setchel at the controls. Scourge settled into the luxurious seat, pleased to note that the vehicle had a roof. Many of the hover cabs were open to the elements. The engines engaged, and they rose to a height of 10 meters before the speeder accelerated, leaving the spaceport behind.